Welcome to a special CI Center podcast. Today we're talking about 220, Israeli Intelligence, an introduction to Israeli intelligence and counterintelligence operations and methodologies. And we're here today with CI Center President David Major to tell us a little bit more about this course and why someone should take it.
Our course, our overview of Israeli intelligence, is probably one of the most important courses that we teach at the CI Center to understand the world we live in today. Because clearly, one of the problems that we all face is this war on terrorism, that we refuse to name that a lot of it's coming from Islamic fundamentalists, Islamic jihadists. The problem of the Middle East, and well, Israel itself, is not on the mind of every jihadist around the world, because I'm sure the ones who are beheading people in Asia are not really worrying about Israel. It certainly plays a big role in the Middle East conflict. And so this course provides to people who have never really studied Israel or the Middle East and understanding how Israel's responded to it. So what we do is we teach a course that is through the eyes of Israeli intelligence services, which is more important. It is not, and let me repeat, it is not a balanced debate about who's right and who's wrong in the Middle East. There's a lot of right and there's a lot of wrong on both sides. And there's very little value if you're trying to respond to the war on terrorism, trying to respond to the problems in the Middle East, to very little value until you can climb in the shoes of how an Israeli or particularly an Israeli intelligence officer sees the world. And so this course does that. And I think it does it very effectively. So we do a detailed review and history of how it came to be that Israel, particularly initially Palestine, the mandate was established after World War I, and how the Israel was eventually established as a nation in based on the UN vote of 1947. People often forget it was the will of the world of nations that decided in November of 1947 that there shall be a homeland for Jews in a region called Palestine, that there should be the creation of two states, a Jewish state and an Arab state, and that the United Nations voted on that. That was the world voting on it. And the world said, yes, there should be this nation. There should be two nations. Unfortunately, the Arab nation, the Arabs in the area, rejected it and immediately began to create a civil war, if you would, against the Jewish community. But that led to the first war that Israel had, the War of Independence in 1948, after it declared itself a state. And that was the first of four great wars. Each one was an effort to destroy the state of Israel. War of 1948, 1956, 1967, the Yom Kippur War of 73. Each of those wars had an impact on the Arab world. In each of the cases, the Arab world said, how could we be losing to this little Jewish state? What we find out is that it was the robust intelligence services, and there are three plus those that support them, that really made a difference. The Israeli intelligence services, Arman, Shabet, and Mossad, played a significant role and have continued to play a significant role for the mere survivability of Israel. And until one can understand that it is the eminent role of these very small intelligence services who cannot fail because their intelligence officers know the first time they fail, Israel will be destroyed and the 6 million people living in Israel will be annihilated, and the Mediterranean will run red with their blood, which has been the call of many of the nations in the area. The Israeli intelligence service understands that. And so how they operate around the world is driven by that historical understanding. And until you can grasp the history of the region, the history of Israel, and the history of their intelligence services, you can't even come to grips with what's going on in the area. An example, not in all, but in many Arab streets, the discussion is, how could we lose the war in 67? Israel was said by superior intelligence and then war fighting, and not all, but many of the people in the street will say, because Allah was not supporting us. If you were more Muslim, if we became a theocracy versus a secular state, Allah would bless us and we would be rid of these Jews. And so it fueled the continuing growth of the fundamentalist jihadist movement, which we face today, because they kept losing to this little nation. So to understand the war that we face around the world, you must first understand what has been going on in the Middle East that's been flowing fuel on the fire of how could we lose to this service or to this country. And so this course in 2 days explores that, not only talks about the historical context, but it then discusses actually the evolution of the Israeli intelligence services from the Shay that starts in 1928, when the Jewish community, before there was a Jewish state, had an intelligence service, what that mission was, how they deployed, and how they learned to operate around the world, and that led to their ability to operate today around the world. And so this course brings us all the way from its foundation to the very modern era. And what you can do is then look at the events that are taking place today and have a much richer understanding of an interpretation of what's happening. One of my students stopped me when I was giving a lecture recently and said, I understand what's going on to a far greater extent than I ever understood it before I took your 2-day course. So no matter where somebody lines up in their job today, if they're worried about the war on terrorism, if they're concerned about the future, if they are concerned about the Middle East, in my view, this course is almost an absolute requirement. Regardless of how you deal with your assignment or your business, this is a course that you need to understand because it'll help you understand the world we live in. So it has been developed, I believe, a course that brings many things to the table, and the people finishing the course will be able to understand the world we live in much better.
Israel has been fighting the war, a war on terror for over 50 years. And so there's a lot that the United States can learn from them and how they have fought this war and how the intelligence services have operated under under basically, like you said, they've been existing under war for over 50 years, and America hasn't been under that type of mentality.
You cannot begin to understand the Middle East and what Israel will do, why they make the decisions they do, and how, why they make the political decisions they do, until you come to grasp that since there's been a state of Israel, that they have been fighting a war both for conventional wars and a terrorism war. It is because of the loss of four conventional wars that the Islamic world rose up to a much greater extent, as did some of the just Arab world that were not Muslim-driven, to enhance terrorism. So Israel has been having to fight a war on terror, quote-unquote, for a much longer time than the United States has. In fact, the Jewish community has had to fight a war even before there was a state of Israel, since the establishment of the Palestinian Mandate, which took place in 1918 after World War I. So there's a long, rich history of this. It's also important to understand that many of the people who formulated Israeli intelligence came out of Central Europe. And so when you say the model of the KGB is by way of deception, thou shalt wage war, active measures, that is the model of Mossad. By way of deception, thou shalt wage war. They are intelligence services that are at war. And until someone can capture that concept, they can't really interpret or understand why they do what they do. And the United States has not been at war continuously since its foundation. And so the United States can learn, maybe not to follow the exact techniques, but certainly can understand the mindset of approach that Israel has had to for its own survivability practice ever since it's been a state of Israel. And that's the first thing you start off with. Understanding that helps you understand why they do what they do and why their intelligence services does what it does.
So it sounds like some of the people that should take this course are also Homeland Security professionals who are concerned about protecting America.
Absolutely.
Who else should take this course?
Well, first of all, if you're going to be concerned with, first of all, traveling to that part of the world, if you're concerned about security in any context, there are two pieces of the pie you have to understand. One we teach in 361, which is who is the enemy and why they want to kill us. and then 220, which is the Israeli part, to understand how and what the roots of this problem was and how to respond to it. What can we actually do? So yes, homeland security, national security, anybody who's in a state national security assignment. That would be people who come from police departments. Anybody who's in the security side, that trying to protect ourselves against the war on terror, quote unquote, would have value in this. I have had local police officers take this course. I have had people from Homeland Security take this course, people from multiple agencies, and they all have found it a rewarding, almost mandatory course that they needed to understand the details to do their job today.
Okay, sounds like we have a lot to learn from that service. It's been fighting this war on terror a lot longer than we have. If you're interested in more information about this course, please visit our website, cicenter.com. That's cicenter.com. Or call us at 703-642-7450 or toll-free 1-800-779-4007.